MSCSports.net. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's football action is the F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's at F&M Bank in Falls City. Tonight, the Falls City Sagerheart Irish hit the road. They are in Chicley tonight to take on Bruning Davenport Chicley. Both teams looking for their first win of the year. Sagerheart ran up against Nebraska Lord Central Catholic last week, losing by a final score of 56-14. For BDS, they took on a strong Elmwood Murdoch team, losing that game 30-16. So both teams looking for their first victory of the season in this contest tonight. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Falls City Sagerheart coach Doug Goltz to find out his thoughts on the Irish through game one and going into tonight's game with BDS. Stay tuned for a visit with Coach Doug Goltz coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
The Bethel Community Hospital is proud to announce the newest member of our general surgery team, Dr. Samuel Bruna. Dr. Bruna is passionate about rural medicine and dedicated to serving our community. He specializes in a wide range of surgical procedures, bringing compassionate and expert care right here to Sabetha. To learn more about Dr. Bruna and the surgical services offered at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com. That's sabethahospital.com. Sabetha Community Hospital, your health, our community.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today. This September, Community Medical Center is stepping into the future of patient care. Starting Saturday, September 6th, CMC and its family medicine clinics in Falls City and Humboldt will transition to Epic, America's leading electronic medical record system. With Epic's MyChart, you'll have 24/7 access to your health info, test results, appointments, and secure messaging with your care team, all at your fingertips. With questions, call the CMC Administration Office at 402-245-6503 or email administration at cmcfc.org.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Sagerheart coach Doug Goltz. The Irish getting ready to go to BDS tonight, take on the squad out there at Chicley. Coach, let's review just a little bit last week. I know you want to turn the page on week one because you're ready to go already for week two. But tough start with a very good Lord Central Catholic team last week.
Yeah, I mean, Lord's has a new coach, and we pretty much thought it would be a power running team, which they were. They did nothing to trick us. They just came right at us, and we didn't handle that very well. Their line beat us on the line of scrimmage, and then our linebackers and DBs didn't tackle real well. You know, just fundamental football, we need to be much better.
Mm-hmm. I just said turn the page on that one as quick as you can. I'm sure review it, everything, but move on. So now BDS is the opponent. They started off with a loss, as we said. That's unusual for them as well. I don't know if we've ever had a game between Sierra and BDS where both teams were looking for their first win, even unless it was game one of the season.
Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, BDS typically goes 8-0 and then gets into the playoffs and then does something there. But Elmwood Murdoch is a good team. BDS has got some new starters. I think Elmwood Murdoch, a little bit more of a veteran team, but it really doesn't matter. I mean, I think the big thing is if I was going to say what's the difference between Lords and BDS, they run a different kind of offense. It's a little bit more of a spread offense. They try to take advantage of their linemen getting out in space and making blocks for their backs. They didn't throw the ball real well against Elmwood Murdoch. I think they only completed one out of six passes. So hopefully we can slow their running game down, and then if they do pass, that will be something that they're not quite as comfortable with as they are running the football.
Mm-hmm. Week one to week two, you said last week, another again this year, a new quarterback starting for the Irish on the varsity, Mr. Lemeron. Is he getting comfortable? I mean, that first game had to be a little jittery for him, I would think.
Well, one plus for our offense was that we did throw the ball well. You know, Brendan was 17 out of 27. We did a lot of short passing. He had 186 yards, a couple touchdown passes. But we also had three interceptions, which you can't have. One was a drop that was intercepted, and then the other two were just bad decisions, throwing passes that shouldn't have been made. But he played well. We didn't have any fumbles. We didn't run the ball that well, but I did think that we passed it, and it's going to be the same tonight against BDS. We're going to have to be able to throw the ball because our line just does not have the power when it comes to a team like BDS, which has a very big defensive line.
Mm-hmm. So a speed versus power game, those are always interesting matchups.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to have more size, but we just don't. So, yeah, we're going to have to try to use some of our speed, give Brendan time to throw, and then mix in the run here and there.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Drops, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Fraud can strike when you least expect it, but F&M Bank is here to help you stay one step ahead. Protect yourself and your family with our free fraud prevention packets. Packed with tools and tips, it'll help you spot scams, safeguard your accounts, and keep your personal information secure. Stop by F&M Bank today to pick up your packet. F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Last Friday evening, the Sacred Heart Irish opened their season on the road at Lord Central Catholic in Nebraska City. The Irish came out on the short end of a 56-14 score. Meanwhile, the BDS Eagles traveled to Elmwood Murdoch and met a similar fate as they were defeated 30-16. Tonight, here in Chicley, both teams will be looking to pick up their first win of the 2025 season. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy. We're live tonight from Chicley High School. It's eight-man high school football, the Sacred Heart Irish, and the BDS Eagles. Very pleased to have alongside me tonight KTNC's Dylan Hendricks. Good evening, Dylan.
Thank you, Randy, and good evening, everybody. Welcome out to Chicley, Nebraska, where just perfect football weather for an early September game, more like a weather that you find late in September, early October, a nice 64 degrees, north-northwest winds at 5 miles an hour, going to dip down into the upper 50s by the end of the game.
I'll tell you, anytime you can be playing the first week of September and you're kicking off in the 60s, finishing up in the 50s, that's just wonderful. I can remember being out of some of these 95-degree days and can get pretty miserable for the players out there especially, but as you said, it's going to be a gorgeous evening. This could be an interesting matchup. We were given starting lineups a couple of days ago by both of the coaches, and a few minutes before kickoff here, we got an update, and it turns out that there are some injuries on this BDS team, and so there are going to be some differences in that starting lineup that could maybe bode well for the Sacred Heart Irish tonight. We'll talk about that when we look at the starters. A reminder, you can hear tonight's game on all of our KTNC and Sunny 101.3 broadcasts on your phone by downloading our MSC radio app from your favorite app store. Our friend Matt Prophet in Louisville, Kentucky, he listens in every week, and tonight he wanted to have a shout-out to Pete the Wonder Dog. Pete's even listening in tonight. So down in Louisville, Kentucky, we've got our favorite listeners listening in online, just as you can do. If you don't have the app on your phone, download it. You can also listen on your computer at mscsports.net, and we invite you to join us for that. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game right after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply, your grilling headquarters. Come on in and take a look at our great new line of Rec-Tec grills and smokers. We've got four models in stock to choose from, along with the first ever pellet griddle. Also, we have a good selection of Blackstone grills, Weber grills, and the ever-famous heavy-duty Blazon grill made in Beatrice, Nebraska. So come on in, check us out, the best selection around. Farm and City Supply will keep you grilling.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
A down payment for a house, establishing a fund for a college education, saving for retirement, starting your own business. We all share many of the same investment goals. Frontier Bank's philosophy on investments is to gain wealth with consistent savings and building a base that's rock solid. Frontier Bank has a variety of investment options and can help you with the right plan. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back once again to Shickley, Nebraska. Tonight, the opponent, the Bruning Davenport Shickley Eagles. Now, they alternate back and forth here, Dylan. The last time Sacred Heart played out here, which was 2 years ago, we played in Bruning. So they play some of their games in Bruning. They play some of them here in Shickley, and we've been alternating back and forth with them for several years. Our presenting sponsor tonight is F&M Bank. F&M Bank, making local decisions as well as local solutions and local focus. F&M Bank, our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, for the BDS Eagles, and we mentioned there are some changes from what we were given because of injuries. In the line at center will be Latrell Hauser, 185 pounds at a junior. The left guard is Brady Noel. Noel is a 240-pound, you heard that right, 240-pound senior. At the right guard, Toby Voss was listed as a starter at 210 and a senior. However, he is out injured. In his place, they'll drop down to a 155-pound sophomore, Colt Crockett, trying to step in and fill the shoes there of Toby Voss. At the wide receivers, Trevor Nelson is a 200-pound junior. The other side was supposed to be Leighton Fiella, a senior at 170. In his place will be Kyler Cook. Cook, only a freshman, 150 pounds. So significant differences in the starting lineup offensively now for the Eagles. In the backfield, at quarterback, Levi Kamler. Kamler, 190 and a senior. The running back is Wyatt Kemp. Kemp is a 145-pound junior. And the other wide receiver is Gabe Tobias. Tobias, 140 and a junior. Let's take a look now at the Sacred Heart Irish defense.
Thank you, Randy. And for the Irish defense, a team or a unit that gave up 56 points last week, looking for some improvement here in week two. Let's start off in the trenches with Toby Baxter, a 210-pound junior, along with Trace Stutheit, a 205-pound junior. Joining them in the trenches will be Cooper Kanabi, a 200-pound senior. Moving to the linebackers, Elijah Conico, a 280-pound senior, and Charlie Roddinghouse. On a junior as well there. And in the defensive backfield, Kyler Sipple, 155-pound senior, Brendan Lemron, 150-pound senior, as well as Caden Groth, 155-pound junior.
Now to take a look at the Sacred Heart offense. They'll go at center with Cooper Kanabi. Kanabi's a senior at 200 pounds. The left guard is Trey Stoodhite, 205 and a junior. At the right guard, Toby Baxter. Baxter, a junior at 210 pounds. The ends, and these are experienced ends. They started last year, both seniors. Kyler Sipple, 155 and a senior. Cole Taft, a senior at 150. In the offensive backfield for the Irish, at quarterback, Brendan Lemron, a 150-pound senior. The halfback is Caden Groth. Groth is a junior at 155. And the fullback, Elijah Conanico, 180 pounds and a senior. Those are the offensive starters for the Sacred Heart Irish. Well, as we mentioned, both of these teams got off to kind of a rough start last week, running into a buzzsaw where the Sacred Heart Irish, that Lourdes football team, is going to win a lot of games. I was there to do that broadcast, hoping to bounce back here tonight. Elman Murdoch, as you heard in the pregame show from Coach Goltz, they're pretty strong too, and they handed BDS the loss. So both of these teams hungry to try and get a win here tonight. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, for BDS, really, you know, a team that just had one loss last season, the state semifinals, went undefeated in the regular season. So how do they handle that early pressure of having an early season loss? And for the Irish, can they find their footing? Here in week two, you heard Coach Goltz talk about, you know, how their team consistently trying to improve week by week. Let's see if they make any changes here heading into their matchup with BDS tonight.
When I was doing my game prep throughout the week, I was looking at these charts they gave me, and my goodness, a tight end at 200, a guard at 240, another guard at 210, and the little guy is the center, 185, and even the quarterback weighs 190 pounds. And I was thinking, man, they're just going to line up and run it right at the Irish. Well, then we get out here and we find out that the 210-pound guard is over there in blue jeans across the way. He's not even suited. Their experienced wide receiver, Leighton Fiella, also in blue jeans and a jersey across the way, he's not suited up tonight. And that was a couple of key cogs in their offense even last year, those players, and they're not suited up tonight. So that could maybe work out well for the Sacred Heart Irish. We do want to remind you that tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, we've got the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chargers. They're playing in Brazil tonight. So you can switch back and forth between Brazil and Chicley if you'd like here in our two stations. We hope you'll keep us tuned in and stay tuned in. I think Husker volleyball is going on tonight, too, on the Big Ten Plus Network. So a big night for sports. Looking forward to tomorrow night's Cornhusker game. You'll hear that live here on KTNC. The Nebraska Cornhuskers taking on Akron. I'm going to be over at Peru State. Peru State hosting Baker University tomorrow night. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff in the Oak Bowl. And I don't know if you've been to Peru, but if you haven't been to the Oak Bowl to see this newly refurbished football stadium, it's an incredible sight to behold. You drive into the small town of Peru, you look down into this picturesque valley with all the oak trees around. It's just gorgeous, a perfect place for football. And I'm going to be there tomorrow night, looking forward to watching the Bobcats and Baker University. Having the introduction of starting lineups here, we still need to have our national anthem coming up, so we're going to step aside and take one more two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening kickoff after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC. in Fall City.
Color Martial Arts needs your help to color our dragon. Your artwork will help us circle our school with the longest dragon body possible. Print out a section from our website, colormartialarts.com, color it, and bring it to the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th. Enjoy a free lunch, take part in our bully defense program, and cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. That's the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th, at Helen Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Shickley, Nebraska for tonight's F&M Bank Game of the Week, sponsored by F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. Getting set here for kicking with us now is your play-by-play announcer for the evening, Randy Catula. Randy, take it away.
All right, thank you, sir. We had the coin toss. The Irish won the toss. They have deferred their decision to the second half. So the Eagles of BDS want the football. Sacred Heart will be kicking from our left to right, from east to west. The Irish tonight in their white jerseys with green numerals, green pants. The BDS Eagles in all black uniforms tonight with white numerals. And we appreciate that, the nice big white numbers on the black. Not always the luxury that we have. Irish teeing the football up, handling the kickoff will be J.J. Lancaster. Has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Comes forward, and here's the kick. It's a driving end-over-ender. It's going to be fielded in the back in the end zone. They won't be able to bring it out, so they'll bring the ball out to the 15-yard line. That's where the Eagles will start. They'll have the ball first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Again, to set that offensive backfield, Levi Kamler is your quarterback. Wyatt Kemp is the running back. They've got a wide receiver as Gabe Tobias. The other wide receiver, Kyler Cook. Now tonight, they break the huddle and come over the football. Looks like Kamler is going to set in a shotgun formation. Call his starting count. Kamler has Wyatt Kemp set on his right shoulder, calling his cadence, has the snap. Keeps it himself. He'll run the ball up the middle, breaks out to the right. He's into the open, and he'll be wrapped up and dropped after a gain out across the 25, close to the 30-yard line.
Elijah Canonico on the stop there for the Irish, and good pickup on first down for BDS. We'll see if the Irish here can get a stop here.
He got it across the 25, out to the 26, gain of 11 on the carry. It'll bring up first down and 10 for the Eagles. Put the ball now at the 26-yard line. This time, Kamler has back set on either side of him. Kemp sets to his right. He has the snap. Rolling to the right. Running room out to the right side. Carrying the football that time. That was Kemp. Wyatt Kemp on the carry.
Cole Taft with the stop there for the Irish. And you can see, as we thought, BDS coming out and trying to run. Not surprised there at all.
It's going to be a little tricky. They've got the down markers on our side of the field. We're used to looking at them across the way down here. Give them a gain of 8 on the carry. It'll bring up second down. Ball now at the 34-yard line. Second down and 2. Quarterback Levi Kamler in the shotgun formation. He'll run it himself right up the middle once again. Bounces out to the left side. Has some running room. And then he'll be wrapped up and dropped as he got the football just across the midfield stripe into Irish territory down near the...
For the Irish Trace. But a little bit better penetration there. Better tackling, group tackling for the Irish.
Mark the ball just inside the hash mark from the right side of the field at the 38-yard line of the Irish. First down and 10 for the Eagles. Levi Kamler is your quarterback. Looks like they're going to snap it this time straight to Wyatt Kemp. Kemp runs the right side, dives forward, short of the first down. He'll be dropped near the 32-yard line, have a gain of about 6 on the carry. That was a direct snap to Wyatt Kemp on that play.
Really nice job for Cooper Kanabe there, just getting a little bit of the shoestrings to get the tackle right before the first down marker.
Bring up second football at the 32-yard line. They need to get it down to the 29 for the first down. Again, they'll have a double tight end set. Backs on either side of the quarterback, Kamler. Market. Camera puts a
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Just outside the 22-yard line, second down and 4. Camera calls his starting count. He has a snap. Pitches it back to the trailing back to the left side. Carrying the football around the left is Wyatt Kemp. Doesn't get much of a gain, maybe half a yard. He's got it down near the 21 or 22-yard line. We've got a player shaken up for the Irish. Trey Studheit is down on the ground here and going to have a timeout taken for an injured player. So we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fardam is proud to be named as one of the world's most ethical companies by Ethisphere for the 13th year in a row. At Thrivent, we believe in serving with excellence and integrity. We help our clients achieve financial clarity so they can lead lives of meaning and gratitude. Contact me, Matthew Gall, at 402-315-8711 to learn more about how Thrivent can help you. World's most ethical companies and Ethisphere names and marks are registered trademarks of Ethisphere LLC. For more details, visit theworldsmostethicalcompanies.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Shickley, Nebraska. 8:58 to play in the first quarter here at Shickley. No score yet in the contest. We do have timeout on the field for an injured player. It's a Trey Studheit that's down there looking at a lower extremity. Looks like the right knee or calf area. So it's something to do with the right leg there is where the injury is. And they're out here taking a look at him now in the field with the trainers. No score, as we said, in the ball game so far. BDS took the opening kickoff, started at their own 15-yard line, and they have now advanced it down to just outside the 22 of the Irish. We see now the trainer coming from across the field, but they're helping Trace to his feet. That's a good sign, and he's putting a little weight on that leg. They're going to help him to the sideline here. So it is a lower extremity right side leg injury. I think they were looking at the knee there, weren't they?
Yeah, and it looked like he may have gotten rolled up on. He was the second man to the ball, and the tackle was kind of already happening, so both players were kind of on the ground and maybe rolled up on the knee a little bit.
All right, so we'll get back to live action here with third down and a long 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 22-yard line. The ball just inside the left side hash mark. Eagles moving from our right to left, from west to east. Irish defense looking into that setting sun in the west here, pretty bright. They'll come over the football with Kamler at quarterback. Now, sometimes they direct snap right to Kemp from this formation. We'll see what they do here. He goes to Kamler. Kamler runs straight forward. He's going to get the first down yardage and then some. Now a flag comes in as the tackle is made. He's got the ball down near the 11 or 12-yard line. He needed about 3 and got close to 10 on the carry. This is our first penalty flag of the game. Let's see what this is going to be.
And a gang of Irish there on the tackle, but BDS kind of picking up that good 6-7 yards per carry, not really put in a difficult situation yet.
Got a face mask penalty is the call on the Irish. Somebody got a hand up in the face gear. That's going to result in additional penalty yardage. The ball was carried down to near the 11-yard line. They're going to penalize half the distance, put the ball down near the 6. So it's going to be first and goal, BDS, at the 6-yard line of the Irish. Sacred Heart with their backs to the wall, waiting for the snap. It's going to go direct to Kemp. He runs off the right side through the hole. He'll go in standing up for the touchdown, and it'll be a 6-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Kemp on the carry.
And as we expected, BDS, not a single pass on that drive, really just kind of running it at the Irish and saying, hey, stop me.
Score coming with 8:36 to play here in the first quarter. A 6-yard run by Wyatt Kemp. Now they'll line up and go for the 2-point conversion. Snap goes to Kemp. He'll run it again up the middle. He's hit, spun around, and I believe they're going to stop him short. The conversion attempt failed with 8:36 to go here in the first quarter. BDS on top, 6-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Recap. The scoring drive recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive, 8 plays, 65 yards. The conversion attempt failed. It was a 6-yard run by Wyatt Kemp for the 6 points. BDS goes on top, 6-0. The scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Tasha ArmConnect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. All right, teeing the football up, getting set to kick it away here for BDS. Trevor Nelson has it teed up. Nelson comes forward. Toe meets the ball. Ball's going to get into the end zone. They won't be able to return it. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Sacred Heart Irish will get their first possession of the football. 15-yard line, trailing now 6-0 with 8:36 to play here in the first quarter.
And for the Irish, it looks like Stutthite may be out for a while. Hasn't gotten up off the bench since that injury. Helmet is off. And it doesn't appear that he will be back anytime soon.
All right, let's set the offense for the Irish. Brendan Limron is your quarterback. Caden Grote, the halfback. Canonico is the fullback. All alone in the backfield is Limron. Two wide receivers to the right, one wide to the left. Limron has the snap, looks out to his right. Pass is going to be complete to Kyler Sipple. Sipple forward, has first down yardage. He's out across the 25-yard line, out to about the 27. It'll be a gain of 12 on the pass.
Blake Miller on the stop there for the Eagles, and great job for the Irish there on picking up on the first down. Got the first down, and...
Look for Limron to use Taft and Sipple here a lot tonight. They're experienced receivers. They were starters last year, and he got the ball to them several times last week down at Lourdes. So a gain of 12 on that one. First down and 10 for the Irish. The new line of scrimmage at the 27-yard line. Empty backfield for Limron. Two wide receivers to the left, one wide to the right. Limron looking right once again to Sipple. This time the ball just off the mark. Sipple didn't quite get turned around in time. Limron had pressure coming and had to get rid of that football before he went to throw it.
Relatively similar play there, looking for that 10-yard and kind of comeback route. Just threw it to his outside and a little wide for the receiver.
So now the football marked at the 27-yard line. It'll be second down and 10. Coming to the sideline to get the play is Kyler Sipple. He runs it in and brings it to Limron. Clock stopped with the incompleted pass. 8 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Irish trailing 6-0. Again, an empty backfield. This time, two wideout receivers to either side. With the snap is Limron. He'll run the football off to the right side. Limron with a nice gain on the play. He'll get about six or seven yards on the carry. Looks like they're going to mark it out near the 34-yard line. It's still going to bring up third down and about 4 yards to go.
Took a big hit there from Levi Camp. But not before picking up that six yards. We'll see what they go to here, pass or run on third down.
Third down and a long four, almost five to go. The line of scrimmage is just outside the 33-yard line. Spot the football on the near side hash mark. Irish moving left to right from east to west here. Quarterback Brendan has the running back. Canonico set next to him in the backfield, takes the snap, wants to throw the ball, flips it out to the left side, pass complete to Canonico. He'll have first down yardage and then some. He's got the ball across the midfield stripe into BDS territory, spotted down around the 39-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Irish.
Great little swing pass there for the Irish. Wyatt Kemp was able to bring him down, but Kenny Nico was able to get to the outside and pick up that first down. 7:28 here left in the first quarter, 6-0. BDS is in the lead, but the Irish driving out past the 40.
Spot the football at the 38-yard line of BDS. First and 10, the ball is on the left side hash mark, wide side of the field to the right. Two wide receivers to the right, Kyler Sipple on the right side. In the slot is Groth. Groth goes in motion from right to left. Running the option to the right, pitch it back to Canonico. Canonico dives forward before being knocked out of bounds. He'll have a nice gain of about 5 yards and did that on a second effort, just tiptoeing down the sideline.
A little frustrating there for Canonico. Both of the BDS players ran into each other. He had some open green, but just tripped up by about the 35-yard line there.
He'll get 7 yards on that carry, so it's 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 31-yard line of BDS. Irish come over the football. Canonico sets to the right side of Limrod in the backfield. Wide receiver Groth is wide to the left. Out wide to the right is Cole Taft. Rolling right, Limrod looks for Taft behind the coverage, has the catch, and he'll take it all the way for the touchdown. It'll be a 31-yard touchdown pass from 31 yards out that went to Cole Taft, and they had a broken coverage there. Cole Taft was a good, what would you say, 10, 15 yards behind the coverage when he caught the ball?
Yeah, really unique play design there for the Irish. It looked like they were going to run the option, pulled all of the DBs up, and there was nobody around Taft. He was a good 10 yards away from any defensive back.
So now we'll line up and go for the two-point conversion here. Looks like hands under center for Lemron. Canonico sets behind him. Groth goes in motion. Fake the handoff. Wants to throw into the right corner of the end zone. Can't see what happened down here. I believe it falls incomplete. Conversion fails. We're tied at 6 with 7:14 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to high school football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
That scoring drive took 6 plays, covered 65 yards, capped off with a 31-yard pass completion from Brendan Limron to Cole Taft for the touchdown. The conversion attempt failed, and we're tied at 6-all with 7:14 to play here in the first quarter.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. Call Tasha ArmConnect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
All right, J.J. Lancaster team, the football up at the 30-yard line, getting set to kick it away. Back deep to return it, Kyle Cook stands on the far side. On the near side is Blake Miller. They're the two deep men back for the Eagles. Lancaster looks to the official, gets permission to proceed, ready to come forward. And he kicks it looking into that setting sun. High end over ender. Ball is going to be fielded. Making the catch out there downfield is Blake Miller. Miller gets forward. He's out across the 25 near the 26-yard line, I think, is where they mark it.
Cole Taft to get the stop there for the Irish on the kickoff, but really good return to set up the Eagles for good field position to start their second drive of the day.
Spot the football at the 26-yard line on the left hash mark. All tied at 6 apiece here with 7:08 to go in the first quarter. We're at Shickley tonight, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. We alternate back and forth. Some years we play at Bruning, some years we're in Shickley. All right, first and 10 for the Eagles. Levi Kamler is the quarterback. Gives the ball to Kemp. Kemp runs to the left side. He'll be hit and dropped after a gain of a couple. Looks like he's maybe close to the 30-yard line. Hard to tell. We'll see where they mark it down here. Looks like he got about 4 on that one.
Caden Groth with the stop there for the Irish. And BDS is going to run it at you until you can stop it. We'll see if the Irish can get a stop here and maybe put BDS in a little uncomfortable position and maybe a passing opportunity.
We see the trainers are bringing the bags of ice over here for Trey Studhide's knee. Not a good sign. Put the football now at the 30-yard line, second down and 6 yards to go for Levi Kamler and company. The 190-pound senior quarterback takes a snap, pitches back to Kemp, his trailing back, broke a tackle, tries to turn the corner. He'll be dropped. Lemron was one of the first guys to get to him over there. After a short gain, he did not get the first down yardage.
The Irish just missed a tackle in the backfield before Lemron was able to bring him down. Bring up third down here, 6:15 left in the first quarter. 6-6 is our score out in Shickley.
A little finny gain there. The ball now at the 31-yard line, still third down and five. So a big third down play here. Irish would like to get the stop. Last time the Eagles just marched right down the field and scored on him. Here we go, third and five from the 31. Ball on the right hash mark this time. Kamler sets between two backs in the backfield. Oh, the snap goes over the head of Kemp. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped for a loss. Wyatt Kemp took a direct snap. It was high. The ball went up in the air, and actually the young man is probably lucky to get up and get his hands on the football and just not lose possession there. Loss on the play is going to bring up a punting situation now for the Eagles. Fourth down and eight, the ball at their own 28-yard line. Is O'Ray the punter from the Norwegian? I believe that is, right? Is he the punter? No, 64. Okay, that's Latrell Hauser. Hauser's going to be the punter. Waiting for the snap from center. Hauser gets a good snap. He'll get the punt out of there. Back to return it is Taft. He fields the ball at the 22. He's to the 25, broke a tackle, then wrapped up and dropped near the 28-yard line is where they'll mark it. And that's where the Irish will start first and 10 after Colt. We're going to call it the 27.5. 28 officially is where they'll mark it.
For the Eagles, they're really good coverage on the punt. Taft had some running room. 5:05 left in the first quarter here. 6-6. The Irish getting ready to start their second drive of the day. We'll see what they decide to do here on first down.
Split a wide receiver, Kyler Sipple. Wide to the right, wide to the left goes Cole Taft. Empty backfield for Brendan Lemron. Lemron calling his cadence on first and 10. Groth comes in motion. Pitch the ball to Caden Groth. Tries to turn the corner. Nothing doing. They drop him right at about the line of scrimmage. He tried to cut back inside, and his footing went out from under him for no gain on the play. It's going to bring up second down and still 10 yards to go for the Irish.
For the Irish, we know they've had some success with the pass here, so not a gain on first down, but still a couple of plays here to pick up that first.
My name is Randy Gatula. That's Dylan Hendricks over there back at our studios. Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studios, our producer engineer for tonight's broadcast. Wide receiver Cole Taft goes wide to the left. Kyler Sipple to the right. Back to pass Lemron. Pressure coming. Pump fake. Now throws the ball. Oh, he's got a receiver wide open and overthrew Caden Groth. And again, they got a receiver wide open in that defensive backfield. The pass was just overthrown. And had Caden Groth pulled that one in, well, he had nothing but real estate between him and that far goal down there. So a lucky break there that that pass was overthrown. It left Caden Groth unattended out on that left sideline.
Irish had a good play there. The double move for Groth got the defensive back to bite up a little bit, but just the overthrow.
Right in front of our broadcast booth comes Kyler Sipple. Split wide to the right. Groth sets in a slot to the right. Wide to the left goes Taft. Now in motion goes Pananico. Back to Lemron. Going to throw deep. There's collision down here with the defenders. The intended receiver was Kyler Sipple. No flags. I think it was just inadvertent contact. Nothing flagrant there on the part of the defenders. And the pass falls incomplete. That's going to bring up fourth down and 10. So the Irish had a couple of opportunities here, missed opportunities on the passing game, and they're going to have to punt the ball away.
Really set up by that first down play where they didn't gain anything on that run. Forced into two long passes, wasn't able to pick up the first down.
Cooper Canabi is in to do the punting. Is that Tobias back there, eight guys? Okay, Canabi gets the punt away. Gabe Tobias makes the fair catch near the 20-yard line is where they'll mark it, and that's where the Eagles of BDS will begin this drive, first and 10. Near their own 20. We're at kind of a bad angle. We're close to the field. However, it makes it a little tough down close and low like this to actually see the yard line markers across the way.
4:13 left in the first quarter here. After trading touchdowns on their first possessions, the Eagles and the Irish trade punts on their second possessions. The Eagles now set up for their third possession of the day.
Let's see what the Eagles do with it this time. Gabe Tobias comes as a wide receiver wide to the left side of the field. Quarterback Levi Kamler, the senior, he's a 190-pounder back there, has the snap, sets in the pocket, throws the ball out to the Kemp on the right side. He broke one tackle, then gets dropped. Kemp with a gain on the play, looks to have Well, hard to see from where we're at here. I think about 5 yards on the carry.
Taft on the tackle for the Irish, and just a little out route there. First pass of the day for BDS comes on a first down play of their third drive.
They're going to give him a gain of 6. It'll be second down and 4 yards to go with the football at the 26-yard line. Actually, just across the 25 is where it's marked. It's on the right hash mark. The Eagles moving right to left from west to east here. The setting sun over their shoulder to their back. Kemp sets in the backfield. Wyatt Kemp just to the right of the quarterback, Levi Kamler. Kamler takes a snap. He'll run it himself. Comes to the left side. Got around the corner. Down the left sideline, and he'll be taken out of bounds after picking up first down yardage out near the 38-yard line, but we've got a flag on the play.
Rodinghouse was able to get there for the Irish, and defensive back got sucked in a little bit there, and BDS was able to get to the outside.
I think we're going to have a holding call here on the Eagles. My former referee sitting here right beside me, quick to spot that yellow flag. How about that?
Looks like a block in the back there on the run downfield. Unfortunate for BDS is there was a lot of running room there. Wasn't really a need to block downfield. He was to the outside.
Yeah, wherever that penalty occurred, it had nothing to do with the gain down this left sideline. Penalty yard back to the 22-yard line. Second down, 7 yards to go. Quarterback is Kamler. Kemp is back there who will take the snap directly. Kemp will run with the football. Kamler out blocking in front of him. Ooh, he had some running room and a good job over there defensively by the Irish. The only guy over there that had a shot at him, wrap him up.
Yeah, Cole Taft on the stop there, and he's gotten a couple stops out in the open field there. BDS really hammering the corners hard right now.
Kemp with good yardage, though, for the first down, moves the football to the 31-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for the Eagles. Again, with 3:03 to play in the first quarter here at Shickley, we're all tied up at 6 apiece, the Irish and the Eagles of Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. Wide receiver coming to the left side of the field here. That's Aiden Domeyer now. Domeyer slid wide to the left. Single setback back there. They dump the ball over the middle on a screen pass. It's going to be complete for first down yardage, and that was well executed as they dumped it over the middle. Making the catch was Owen Beavers, and Beavers has got first down yardage.
Rodinghouse on the stop for the Irish, and second pass play for BDS. They've had some success with it so far here. 2:41 left in the first quarter, 6-6.
These are just big kids. Owen Beavers have caught that one. He weighs 195 pounds. As a receiver out there. First and 10 now at the 38-yard line of the Irish. Levi Kamler has the snap. He'll run with the ball up the middle. He's hit and wrapped up and dropped but fought forward. Did a great job with second effort to get the ball down to the 35-yard line is where they're going to say the knee touched. He'll have a gain of 4 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go.
Looked like maybe Crote there on the stop for the Irish, and he hit him about 3 or 4 yards behind where the spot is, but was drugged forward for that 5 yards. Second and 6 now on the 35.
Well, we're seeing a lot of numbers on the field that weren't listed in our starters. Colt Crockett, as we mentioned, is out there now playing a tackle. Aiden Domeyer. Wyatt Kemp is the single setback set to the right of Kamler, the quarterback. Kamler keeps the ball up the middle. Kamler's going to fight down for first down yardage and get the ball to about the 28-yard line. And they had him stop short of the first down. Second effort got the last 2 yards, enough for first down yardage.
King Groth there again on the stop for the Irish. But, man, these BDS players, big and just showing, how big of a size difference there is. Just kind of running over some of the Irish back.
64 degrees here tonight in Shickley. Beautiful evening for high school football as Domeyer comes wide to the left right in front of us, wide out to the right side, another receiver. Kamler in the shotgun, has the snap, gives to Kemp. He'll run to the left. Kemp tries to turn the corner. A couple of tacklers ganging up on him. He breaks the tackle at the 20 and finally taken out of bounds at the 20-yard line, just shy of the first down. He'll get about 8 on the carry. Should bring up second down and around 2 yards to go now for the Eagles.
The Eagles, once again, just kind of running it at the Irish. Brendan Lemron on the stop there for the Irish, but not before that gain of 8. We've got about a minute left here in the first quarter, still tied at 6. Between BDS and Fall City Sacred Heart.
Ball at the 20-yard line, second down and a long 2 yards to go. Levi Kamler and company, 3 backs in the backfield. Kemp will take the snap this time. Kemp runs to the right. Spun out of 1 tackle. He'll have the first down yardage. Fights his way down near the 15-yard line. The ball will be just outside the 15 is where they'll mark it.
Caden Groth was able to get there first for the Irish, but not before the first down pickup for the Eagles. First and...
not sure that there are such a thing as a forward pass in that Eagles playbook. We haven't seen the ball in the air yet tonight. I guess when you're having the kind of success they are on the ground, why put it up in the air? The old adage is you put the ball in the air, only two things can happen, or three things can happen. Two of them are bad. Going to have a timeout taken on the field with 59 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-6, all tied up. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's calling for you.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Football, the Kansas quarter. These games going on. Chiefs up. PD. Large. Camp. They're running. Believe me, to be here. Down and the beach. Can't. Dumps it off to Kent. Second, 5 yards to
Roddy. Pretty quick. Throwing anything down.
Well, hold. Oh, with the ball. 5 yards. Roddy. Is that 11 quarterback camp second 11 Camler. Yep, conversion puts her score.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Here's the kickoff. Back to return it. It goes over the head of the returner into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Irish will start out first and 10. That last scoring drive took 9 plays, covered 60 yards. Kamler carried it in for an 11-yard touchdown run. The conversion failed. With 46 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's 12-6. Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. So now the Irish take over the football, first and 10 from their own 15-yard line, trailing 12-6. Sacred Heart has Brendan Limrond at quarterback. Cole Taft splits wide to the right side of the field. Set tight to the left is Kyler Sipple. Two running backs, Canonico and Groth, in the backfield. They turn, fumble on the ball. Limrond has to fall on it for a loss of a couple back down near the 14-yard line. I don't know if that fumble came on the exchange from center, perhaps. Did he ever come out with the ball?
I don't think so. An unfortunate start here for the Irish. Just 30 seconds left in the first quarter, and you back yourself up a couple of yards for your second down play.
Irish may not run another play here in this quarter. We're down to 21 seconds to go here. I think they're just going to let time expire for the period and come back from there. Okay, you got a score for us, sir? Go ahead.
Yeah, in a battle of teams that both these teams played last week.
We got to get out. We got to get out here. We'll take a 60-second timeout after one quarter. The Irish are trailing 12-6. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sabetha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial level. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Shickley, Nebraska, where the BDS Eagles lead the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish 12-6. As we start the second quarter here, and a scoring update from down in Falls City, Omaha, Brannow, Talbot, 9, Falls City, 0. That is at the end of one quarter.
Football, second down and 11 at their own 14-yard line. As we start this second quarter, Limrond is the quarterback. Sipple and Taft are split wide to either side of the field. Back to passes, Limrond. Throws the ball over. Got up and knocked the ball down, so it'll fall incomplete. Brady Noel up there. Thank you, sir. Got an extra spotter over here. This is a good thing. Appreciate that, young man. 11:56 to go here, just underway in the second quarter. The incompleted pass stopped the clock. Again, the BDS Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish 12-6. Irish over the football now. Third down and 11. Limrond hands under center this time with split backs in the backfield. That's in the pocket, sets up, dumps the ball over the middle, and the pass goes incomplete. Ooh, we could get a flag out of this one. Let's see. Not going to happen. Wow, Cole Taft, the pass was intended for him. The pass fell incomplete, dropped to the ground, the play was over, and then somebody lowered the boom on Cole Taft. Taft didn't even get the license plate of that truck, whatever hit him over here. That could have very easily been a flag there.
Yeah, it looks like Kamler came in and hit Taft. The ball was already on the ground right off of Taft's hand.
All right, Cooper Kanabe in to punt the football. He'll stand at his own 4-yard line, gets a good snap, got the punt out of there. Return man calls for a fair catch and makes the fair catch at about the 27-yard line. Making that fair catch was Gabe Tobias, so that's where the Eagles of Bruning Davenport Shickley will start this drive. They'll have the ball just outside the 25-yard line. Call it the 26 officially. That's where they'll begin this drive, first and 10. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is F&M Bank. F&M Bank is presenting this. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. F&M Bank in Falls City. Tonight's Game of the Week, presenting sponsor from here in Chicley. All right, BDS over the football. Kamler, your quarterback, setting to his right is Wyatt Kemp. He's got wide receivers to each side of the field. Kamler takes a snap, gives to Kemp. He'll run around the left side. He's got a lot of room down the left sideline, still on his feet, across the 40, inside the 30, and drop down inside. Run by Wyatt Kemp. He's a 145-pound junior, and he can scoot down that left sideline. Got a nice gain on the play.
Canabi there with the stop for the Irish, but not before the big pickup. And once again, BDS kind of hammering the edges on the Irish.
Has the ball all the way down to Sacred Heart's 29-yard line. One foul swoop there, and they're deep into Sacred Heart territory. First down and 10 for the Eagles at the 29 of Sacred Heart. Kamler in the shotgun. Kemp sets to his left. Wide receiver to the right, Kyler Cook, the freshman. Fake the handoff. Kamler back to pass. Now throws a pass out to Wyatt Kemp. Kemp tries to turn the corner. He's going to get taken out of bounds, but not before picking up the first down yardage. Well inside the 20. Looks down to be around the 16 or 17-yard line. We'll see when they mark the ball down where they spot it.
And three or four of the Eagles' pass plays today have just gone out to the back, coming out of the backfield, not throwing anything downfield. Lemrock was able to get there, but not before another first down pickup.
Spot the ball at the 16-yard line. First down and 10 for the Eagles. Wide receiver to the left side of the field, Aiden Dolmeyer. Wide to the right is Gabe Tobias. Kemp sets in the backfield next to Kamler. Kamler's going to run the ball right straight up the middle. He's got room running through the arms of tacklers. May have a first down here. Let's see how far down to the goal line he got. It's at the far end of the field. It looks like he's near the 5-yard line is where they're going to mark it. Actually, inside the 5, they're going to call it the 4. It'll be first and goal at the 4.
Caden Croft on the stop there for the Irish, but big hole there for BDS and able to run right up the middle for that big game.
First down and goal at the 4. Kamler has Kemp set to his left in the backfield. Calling the starting count is Kamler. They snap it to Kemp instead. He'll run off the left side. I believe he's in there. Yes, he is. A 4-yard touchdown run carried in by Wyatt Kemp for the touchdown from 4 yards out.
With 10:38 left in the second quarter, 18-6, BDS leads the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish.
That was a 4-yard run there by Kemp for the touchdown. Now we'll line up for the two-point conversion, see what they do with it. Blake Miller in the backfield this time, setting to the right side of Kamler. Kamler runs it himself into the middle. He's met up and pushed back. I don't think he got in. The conversion failed. Our score goes 18-6 with 10:38 to play here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Chicley, Nebraska. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
That Eagle scoring drive took just 4 plays to go 54 yards, capped off with a 4-yard run by Wyatt Kemp. Conversion attempt failed, and with 10:38 to play here in the second quarter, BDS now goes up 18-6.
That scoring drive recap, once again, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
10 minutes, 38 seconds to play in the second quarter, first half here at Chicley, and the BDS Eagles kind of made that one look easy. Went right down the field. They had the big pass play that went to Wyatt Kemp down the left sideline, and then Kemp capped it off with a 4-yard run for the touchdown. So BDS set to kick the football away. Teeing the ball up is Trevor Nelson for the kickoff. Nelson comes forward, and here's his kick. An end-over-ender. Fielded. We'll get a return on this one. Coming down the right side with it and wrapped up. I think the return man there for the... Wait a minute. Lots of noise being made on the near sideline.
big hit there by Blake Miller for BDS.
I think Bo Fletcher.
Return.
Bo Fletcher was a return man that brought the ball up the field, and they're going to spot the football at the 22-yard line. I'm not sure what all the uproar was with the Sacred Heart crowd here, if they didn't like the hit or what, but put the ball at the 22-yard line on the right side hash mark. Sacred Heart now moving from our right to left, from west to east. The sun is going down in the west horizon. Beautiful evening for football, temperature hovering around 60 degrees. Quarterback, Lemron, all alone in the backfield, spread formation, two wide receivers to either side. Lemron throws out, pass is going to be complete, caught by Cole Taft. He'll have a gain of 7 or 8 yards out here, short of the first down yardage.
White Kemp able to run him out of bounds there, and you heard Coach Golds talk about it in the pregame, thought he might have a little success with the pass, and the Irish right back to that pass to start their fourth drive of the day.
Spot the football at the 29-yard line, second down and 3 yards to go now for the Irish. Kyler Sipple brings the play in from Coach Doug Golds. Sipple splits wide to the right side of the field, coming wide to the left. Nico, we haven't heard a lot of Ken and Nico here tonight. Back to pass is going to be Lemron in the pocket, over the middle, to Taft. Taft bobbled the ball, then gathered it in. Caught it, lost it, caught it a second time, pulled it down, and he may have first down yardage. I think he does.
Fortunate for Taft there, that one bounced right up to him. He was able to pick up the first down on the second catch.
He's lucky there wasn't a defender close by, because that ball's out there dangerously just floating around in the air. Anybody can grab it. He was able to get it on the second attempt. And that puts the football to the 34-yard line. First down and 10 for the Irish. 10 minutes, 9 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 18-6, Irish trail. To the left side comes Kyler Sipple. Set in a slot to the left over here this time for the Irish is Noah Howard. Howard in the ball game now. Lemron has the snap. Out to Sipple. Sipple dropped the football. I think that's going to be ruled an incompletion. Yep, he didn't get it put away. That's one of those cases where you take your eye off the ball and try and turn upfield before you make the catch, and he wishes he had that one back there.
Yeah, and for the Irish, that's about the third drop pass of the night. All of them could have gained some ground there, but that'll bring up second and 10, 9:50 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, those incompletion stats, they are attributed to Lemron, but to his credit, Brendan put the ball right on the money there. Incompleted pass brings up second down and 10, 9:50 to go. Here in the first half, second quarter, football is spotted at the 34-yard line of the Irish, second down and 10 yards to go. Sipple comes wide to the left, Taft goes wide to the right. Gross sets in a slot to the right, Lemron calling a starting count. Lemron's going to run the for him, tries to turn the corner, and he's going to get taken out of bounds across the 35, near the 36-yard line is where they'll knock him out. Well short of the first down, it's going to bring up still about 8 yards to go here.
Yep, and Kemp on the stop there for the Eagles, who lead 18-6, 9:42 left in the second quarter from Shickley, Nebraska, BDS versus the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish.
Third down and 8, ball at the 36-yard line of the Irish, their own 36, just inside the left hash mark now. Wide side of the field to their right, Kyler Sipple splits out wide to the right. Groth sets in a slot to the right side. Quarterback Lemron calling the starting count. Brings Groth in motion from right to left. Lemron rolls right, sets up. He's going to throw deep, looking for Taft, and the pass falls incomplete. The defender there, and a flag is thrown. I think we're going to see a pass interference call down near the 22-yard line. Boy, I'll tell you, in all honesty, it looked to me like they were just both battling for the football, but defensive pass interference call here on the Eagles. That would be huge for the Irish.
And really good coverage there for Blake Miller. Looked like they were both fighting for the ball, and it looked like Miller maybe even got to the ball first, but he'll get pegged with the penalty.
Well, there may have been a little contact before the ball got there. The referee, the white hat, is the man that called it. He was right on the spot over there. So with the penalty yardage, that helps the Irish's cause, puts the football all the way down to the 29-yard line of BDS, where it'll be first and 10 for Sacred Heart. Trace Studheit, the left guard, left the ball game early with a knee injury. He has not reappeared. Now we're going to have a timeout taken, I believe. The official calling this or what? Oh, we've got a problem with the chain here. They're working on the high-tech measurement here for first and 10. So the chain came loose from the stake. They're getting that fixed up. Do you see Studheit? Is he still down here somewhere?
Yeah, but it looks like Trace still down there on the bench, has his pads off, doesn't appear that he will be back tonight.
I think Charlie Rottinghouse is filling in here at the left guard right now. Quarterback Brendan Lemrod has an empty backfield. Growth in motion. Fake to growth. Lemrod wants to run with the football. The left side, he's got 3 or 4 yards. Then wrapped up, and flag is thrown on the play back near the line of scrimmage. And that may very well be against the Irish. Normally when you get a flag in that area, the referee has his back toward us, but I think he's signaling holding, isn't he?
Yep, that'll be a hold on the Irish right at the line of scrimmage. Easy for the white hat to call.
Brendan Lemrod, pretty fierce the way he runs that ball into the line. He only is listed at 150 pounds, and that had to be on a really good day with lots of post-toasties for breakfast, and he got wrapped up pretty solidly there. Penalty yardage puts the football back to the midfield stripe at the 40-yard line on the left hash mark. It'll bring up first down and about 20 to go now. First down and 20 from the 39 of BDS. 9:08 to play, first half. Irish trailing here, 18-6. Sacred Heart over the football. Lemrod with running backs on either side. Canonico on his right, Growth on the left. Back to pass, Lemrod. He's got time this time, sets up, throws the ball over the middle of the pass, complete to Kyler Sipple. He'll be wrapped up and dropped, though, after a gain of only about 3 yards on the reception. They needed a whole lot more than that on second and 20.
Great job there for the Irish line, though. Gave Lemrod plenty of time to throw, just didn't have... Had to go across the middle, and that'll bring up second and 17. 8:35 left in the second quarter, 18-6.
Yeah, the D-backs for the Eagles were doing a pretty good job defensively here. They had most of the receivers covered up, so while Lemrod had time, he didn't have any targets out there. The 36-yard line, second down and 17 yards to go from the 36 of BDS, second down and long. Growth comes to the left. Wide receiver Noah Howard is split out to the near side. Lemrod all alone in the backfield. Now Growth goes in motion. They fake the pump fake to the right. Back deep. Lemrod running with the football. Now tries to dump it off here to Taft, and the pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up third down. You know, awfully quiet tonight has been Elijah Canonico. Canonico, normally a big part of this running game, and we haven't hardly called his name here tonight. I wonder if he's a little bit under the weather. He's out there.
Yeah, and the Irish struggled to run last week as well. Between Lemrod and Canonico, 15 carries for just 14 yards in week one.
180-pound senior is Elijah Canonico. He's lined up this time in the backfield behind Lemrod. Lemron's going to come up and go hands under center this time. Canonico, the setback in the backfield, he goes in motion out to the right. Throw the ball out to the right. Taft, oh, a double pass play. Kyler Sipple behind the coverage has the catch, and he'll be in for the touchdown. Kyler Sipple from 36 yards out. A little bit of trickery there on the part of the Irish. A 36-yard touchdown pass, 36 yards. That went from Taft to Kyler Sipple. How about that?
Really interesting play design there for the Irish. Threw it out into the flat like they were just going to try to pick up what they could, but got the DBs to bite up, and a big gain for a touchdown. 18-12, 7:50 left in the second quarter. The Eagles lead the Irish here in Shickley.
On the play, Cole Taft flared out to the right. It was a backwards pass, technically a lateral, that went to Taft. That allowed Kyle Sipple to get in behind the coverage, and Taft threw a perfect strike. Sipple took it in. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Lemron's going to run to the right, try and get to the pylon. Does not. The conversion fails. And with 7:50 to go here in the second quarter, 18-12. BDS on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This September, Community Medical Center is stepping into the future of patient care. Starting Saturday, September 6th, CMC and its family medicine clinics in Fall City and Humboldt will transition to Epic, America's leading electronic medical record system. With Epic's MyChart, you'll have 24/7 access to your health info, test results, appointments, and secure messaging with your care team, all at your fingertips. With questions, call the CMC Administration Office at 402-245-6503 or email administration@cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And welcome back to Shickley, Nebraska, where the BDS Eagles lead the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish 18-12, and it's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
That Irish scoring drive took 8 plays to cover 58 yards, capped off with a pass. a 36-yard touchdown pass that went from Cole Taft to Kyler Sipple. Conversion attempt failed, and our score now stands 18-12 with 7:50 to play here in the first half.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
All right, the Irish getting set to kick this one away here. They've got the ball teed up at the 30-yard line. We'll see who's doing the kicking when we get a chance. Can you pick that up?
Looks like J.J. Lancaster on the kick.
Okay, Lancaster to handle the kickoff. Getting set to kick it away. There's the kick. Going to be fielded in the end zone. No chance to bring it out. Making the catch was Kyler Cook, the freshman. He's in there playing as a starting receiver in place of the injured Leighton Fiella. So they'll bring the ball out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the BDS Eagles will begin this drive. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 15 with 7:50 to go. The sun sets in the west as the moon comes up in the east here at Shickley. This is absolutely, I've said it several times, I know I'm becoming redundant, but an absolutely perfect evening for high school football. No wind, temperatures are just right. Levi Kempler in the shotgun has the snap. He'll run the ball right straight up the middle, and he's got a lot of room. Got to have first yardage. Levi Kempler seems to be able to get 8 to 10 yards every time he does that. He gets 12 this time right up the middle, and that Irish defense is just getting manhandled by the offensive line. Big Brady Noel, 240-pound senior. Latrell Hauser, the center, 185 pounds and a junior, and they're just kind of shoving people around there. First and 10 now at the 28-yard line for the Eagles from their own 28. Kempler has the snap. He's going to run the same play right up the middle. Hesitates a minute. Not as much running room this time. He'll get about 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry. Has the ball out across the 31-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and about 7 yards to go.
A number of Irish players there on the tackle, and for BDS, just kind of running it at the Irish, saying, saying stop me, and the Irish struggling to get that stop on first down and force BDS into the path.
Kempler actually got a gain of 4 on the carry, so it'll bring up second down and 6. The ball at the 32-yard line, right hash mark. Moving left to right are the Eagles. Levi Kempler, the snap goes directly to Kemp, but a flag is shown, whistle sound before the play unfolds. It's going to be a procedure penalty on the offense.
That'll back them up 5 yards, and it'll be second and 11, and maybe a chance for Fall City Sacred Heart here to put them in a little bit of an uncomfortable position, second and long versus second and 6 or second and 5.
Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime show that'll be coming up at the half. We'll run down all of the scoring for you. Our halftime score will be presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Here's the snap. Goes to Kemp. Kemp running up the middle. Wrapped up as he fights the ball out across the 30, out near the 33-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 5 on the carry, but because of the penalty, it'll still bring up third down and about 6 yards to go.
Caden Groth there on the tackle for the Irish, and a rare third down opportunity here for the Irish defense to get a stop and maybe get the ball back for another possession here at the end of the second quarter.
Taft checking in now on defense for Charlie Rottinghouse. They put an extra defensive back in there. Third down and 6, line of scrimmage at the 32-yard line, their own 32. Looks like they're going to snap it right to Kemp. Kemp's going to run the ball off to the left side. He's got some room. Turning the corner, out to the left side. He's inside the 35, inside the 30, down near the 25, and taken out around the 25-yard line. Big gain once again for Wyatt Kemp, and he's having some kind of a night here offensively.
Brendan Limeron on the tackle there for the Irish, and once again, Bruning Davenport, Chickley attacking the edges, able to get to the out. It'll be first and 10 from the 25, 5:52 left in the second quarter. The BDS Eagles lead the Sacred Heart Irish 18-12.
Levi Kempler brings the Eagles over the football at the 25-yard line, the ball on the left hash mark, the wide side of the field to his right. Running backs on either side in the backfield. Kyler Cook is back there on his right now. Keeping it as Kempler. Not much running room this time. Kempler got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe got a yard. I don't think much more.
And Taft was able to get some penetration there and force Kempler to cut it back inside, right into the linebacker. Great job on first down for the Eagles.
Kyler Cook, the freshman in there. Now we've got Blake Miller is going to be lining up in the backfield, starting to see a few subs in the game here for the Eagles. Second down, 9 yards to go. The ball at the 24-yard line. Levi Kemmler has the snap. Drops straight back once. Kemp out on the right sideline. Inside the 20, inside the 15. Maybe down close to the 10-yard line, I believe, is where they finally drop him. We'll see when they mark the ball out onto the field. He looks to be close to the 10.
Cole Taft on the stop there for the Irish. And once again, it's the back out of the backfield that gets the pass. And a huge gain for first down again. We'll see what the Irish can do here from the 12-yard line.
All right, they mark it on the right hash mark at the 12. That's where they put it. Eagles down here threatening with 5 minutes to play in the first half. They lead it 18-12. Kemmler has Blake Miller to his right. They're going to snap it to Kemp this time. Kemp takes the direct snap, rolls to his left, giving chase. He's going to be tripped up and dropped. Great defensive effort by Groth to get after him.
Great job there by the Irish. Sent a Groth up the middle, and he was able to sneak by a rare first down stop in the backfield for the Irish. We'll see what BDS goes to here on 2nd and 11.
Well, Sacred Heart's got to figure out some kind of an answer to this running game. The Eagles just running the ball right down their throat up the middle and sent Groth in there into the backfield to try and disrupt things before the play got going. All right. Second down, 11 yards to go. The ball at the 13. There was a loss of a yard on that last play. Again, they snap it to Kemp, and again, Kemp's wrapped up after a short gain. It's going to bring up third down and long. They lost a yard on the last one. Looked like they maybe got a couple this time, so I'm guessing we're going to be around third down and about 9 yards to go with the football at the 11-yard line is where they'll mark it. Big third down play here. Irish would like to keep this thing close at halftime. They're down by 6 now, 18-12. Been a hard-fought contest here. Sacred Heart making a pretty good accounting of themselves against a very good team.
Important if BDS goes to pass here, that Sacred Heart gets the back out of the backfield. That's where they've done the most damage.
Here we go. Ball is at the 9, at the 11 rather, third down and 9. Big third down play. Kemmler has the snap, and now going to have a timeout taken by BDS. They want to talk this thing over, so we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Live from Shickley, you're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Husker Volleyball, Nebraska wins set number one over Wright State, 25-16.
Welcome back to Shickley, Nebraska, where the BDS Eagles lead the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish 18-12 with 3:18 left in the second quarter, and a big third down coming up for the Irish defense here. Third and 9.
They're down there in no punt territory, obviously. You don't see much in the way of field goals in 8-man football, so probably 4-down territory here at the 11-yard line. Second down and 9 at the 11. Kemmler has Kemp sets to his right. Wide receivers to both sides of the field, left and right. Kemmler with the snap, back to pass, dumps it out to the left side. Pass is going to be complete. Making the catch out on the left side was Aiden Domeyer, but Domeyer is tackled almost immediately. Little, if any, gain. Maybe got a yard. Let's see if they're going to give him a yard or so. It's going to bring up fourth down and long.
Caden Groth with a great job fighting off the block there, able to get the stop before any gain.
No gain on the play. It'll be fourth down and 9 from the 11-yard line. We said it was four down territory. You bet they're going to go after it. That one did not work out well. Kemmler with Kemp to the right. Wide receiver to the left is Gabe Tobias. Kemmler has the snap. He wants to throw the ball. Drops into the pocket. Throws out to the right side. The pass incomplete. Knockdown and well played defensively by Taft. Cole Taft was there to meet that ball and knock it away. The Irish hold on downs. Sacred Heart will take the football over first and 10 at their own 11-yard line with 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half.
Taft with a great job there. He read that all the way and really just kind of lost his footing and almost had the interception, and there was a lot of green in front of him if he could have gotten it.
You find it interesting that with all the success that they've had running the ball, they went to the pass down here and threw a couple of incompletions or incompletion and a no gainer there. Lemron is your quarterback. He's all alone in the backfield calling a starting count. He rolls to the right. Lemron looks over the middle, now dumps it down the right sideline. The pass falls incomplete. He was looking for growth over there. It'll bring up second down and 10 for the Irish.
Look like maybe Owen Beaver's there with the pressure. And for the Irish, not surprising to see them go back to the pass here. 2:35 left in the second quarter. We'll see if they keep at it here on second and 10.
My name is Randy Gatula. Tonight, seated alongside Dylan Henriks, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast, Aaron Wisdom, back at the KTNC studios. 2:25 to go here in the first half. Be sure and stay tuned for our Highland Community College halftime show coming up. Second down and 10 for the Irish from their own 11. Lemron has the snap. He's back to pass. Throws it out to the left. Oh, the pass thrown just behind his intended receiver. He was looking for Kyler Sipple, and Sipple went up, had a hand on it, could not pull it down, just thrown slightly behind him.
And an interesting situation here for the Irish. Third and 10, backed up into their own territory. We'll see if they go back to the pass here, if they try to run some time off the clock. 2:21 left in the second quarter. BDS leads the Sacred Heart Irish 18-12 from Shickley, Nebraska.
All right, bringing the play in from the sideline for the Irish, Noah Howard checking back into the lineup. Noah Howard, one of those freshmen that's going to have to step up for the Irish that Doug Golds talked about. Third down and 10 at the 11. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field by the Irish with 2:21 to play here in the first half. 18-12, BDS up by 6. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, brats, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back for more high school football here on KTNC. Of course, we're part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, along with our sister station, Sunny 101.3 in Falls City, and a host of stations across the border in Kansas. Radio stations on the MSC Network in Hiawatha, also in Topeka now, Atchison, as well as Seneca, all around the area. When it comes to high school sports coverage, Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska, Northwest Missouri, the MSC Sports Radio Network has you covered. Here we go, third down and 10 from the 11. Quarterback Lemron takes a snap, gives the handoff, throwing downfield. The pass is going to be complete to Kyler Sipple. That was a handoff that went to Taft. Then Taft completed the pass to Sipple for first down yardage all the way out to the 33-yard line. How about that play?
And Sacred Heart has done a few of those wrinkles tonight. Remember the long touchdown pass where they threw out into the flat and had the receiver throw deep downfield as well.
All right, so now the football is at the 32-yard line. First down and 10, Irish, their own 32. Still 2:12 to go here in the first half. Under center this time is Lemron. He's got time. Lemron scrambling. Now the pressure comes, throws it to the left sideline, and the pass will fall incomplete. He was looking for growth out here, Caden Growth. Pass falls incomplete. He just had to get rid of it. He had some time there at first, but just could not find a receiver.
Latrell Hauser there with the pressure after a little bit. Great job of Lemron trying to get to the outside and just throwing it away, saving what would be a negative yardage play. Now second and 10.
The clock with 2:01 to play in the first half. Again, the score 18-12. The Irish trailing. Lemron is alone in the backfield. He puts trips to the left this side. This time, three receivers wide left. Lemron runs with the football now, dumps it over the middle for Sipple, and it goes off Sipple's fingertips. Could not make the catch. And pass not that badly thrown. It was right out there in front.
Yep, just a little bit in front of Taft there, all right off of Taft's hands. We'll bring up a third and 10, but once again, the Irish, we'll see what kind of wrinkle they throw in here.
Clock is stopped with the incompletion, a minute 56 to go in the first half. Again, that halftime show coming up, presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.com. UofA.edu. Be with us for that halftime show. Brendan Limron, again with trips to the left side. Back to pass, lifts left, pump fake, wants to go deep, now rolling right. He's going to run with the football, turns it upfield. He'll be dropped near the line of scrimmage. Might have got a yard or two before he's dropped over on the far side. It's going to bring up fourth down, still about 9 yards to go here.
And Blake Miller with a great job of contain. He was the only one out there for the BDS Eagles, but was able to contain Limron out of the backfield and hold him to just a 1 yard gain.
Now, if you go for this on fourth down, there's the danger you're going to leave a minute on the clock for BDS to do something. Looks like they're going to go ahead and punt the football with Cooper Kanabe standing near his own 25-yard line to kick this one away for the Irish. They're going to let that clock wind down as far as they can so that there's not much time left on the clock for the Eagles. Waiting for the official to give them the 5-second sign here. There it is. Has the snap from center. Punt is away. Nobody back to return it. They're going to let the ball roll into the end zone and bring it out to the 15-yard line. Less than a minute to go in the first half, 56 seconds to play, and that's when the Eagles of Bruning, Davenport, Shickley will take over the football, leading 18-12, and this has been a hard-fought contest here.
For the Irish, they started that last drive at their own 11, so a little bit of a change in field possession. We'll see if BDS tries to run a few plays here, if they just kneel it out and go into halftime with a six-point lead.
Next Friday night, we'll switch it up to 11-man football. We'll be traveling to Conestoga with the Fall City Tigers. The Tigers and the Conestoga Cougars. That'll be here on KTNC next Friday night. All right, calling the starting count is Kammler. Kammler hands it off. With the football is Wyatt Kemp. He's got a lot of running room. Kemp gains about 11 on the carry. Started at the 15. He's going to have the ball out to the 27, give him a gain of 12. They quickly come over the football. 51 seconds. Clock is running. Now they'll just spike the ball to stop the clock. That was interesting because the clock had already stopped to move the chain. They had an opportunity to come up there and snap the football without using a whole lot of clock.
Owen Santo on the stop there for the Irish on that last run play. A big gain on first down and maybe opens up the playbook here for BDS a little bit heading into half.
So he spikes the football. It'll bring up second down and 10. 48 seconds to go in the half. The 27-yard line, their own 27. Kammler is in the shotgun. He has the snap. He runs left. Pitches to his trailing back. Running room is Kemp. And the last man that had a chance to get him was Taft, and Taft makes the tackle, and that was a touch-saving stop.
Taft had to have that there, and once again, up to the line quick for the Eagles here.
42 seconds on the clock as they stop it to move the chains. Kammler's under center. They may just spike it again. That's what they're going to do. 40 seconds to go now, and the football is at the Irish 37-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be second down and 10. They'd like to get down here and put some more points on the board, up 18-12. What's been quite a contest. A couple of big trick plays on the part of the Irish got them some success here tonight, including a touchdown. 40 seconds to go, second down and 10 at the 37-yard line of the Irish. Kammler, the quarterback, to his right sets Kemp, 145-pound junior running back. Kammler's going to keep it up the middle. Kammler running tough. They can get 10 to 12 yards almost any time they feel like it going up the middle. He's got the ball inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Again, they stop the clock to move the chain. He's hands under center. Looks like he'll just spike it again. Now, maybe they're going to run one this time. Let's see. Nope, he just spikes it. You notice he spikes it with authority. He puts that ball down like he's mad at it. He really puts that thing into the ground. Referee out there with a shovel digging it out of the turf. Down to 34 and a half seconds to go. 18-12. BDS up by 6. 34 seconds to play here in the first half. Levi Kemper in a shotgun. Kemp to his right. Has the snap. Kemper pitches back to Kemp. Pursuit is there. Kemp turns the corner. He'll be taken out of bounds, but not before getting first down yardage. That'll stop it with 29 seconds to go. And boy, I'm impressed with the way the Eagles are moving this football down the field here. They got it back with less than a minute to go, starting at their own 15-yard line. They still have half of that time allotment left, 29 seconds. And they are now down to the 13-yard line of the Irish down here threatening.
And on four run plays, too.
Yeah. Kamler puts wide receiver to the right side of the field. That's Gabe Tobias out here to the right. Kamler in the shotgun. He's got the snap. Pitches it out. Oh, the pitch goes wide of the mark. Wyatt Kemp has to just dive on it and get back after the ball. Now we're going to have a timeout taken, I think, by the Eagles. Timeout BDS with 24 seconds to go. When play is resumed, it's going to bring up second down and long with a loss on the play. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
24.6 seconds showing on the scoreboard here at Shickley to play in the first half. BDS on top, 18-12. The Eagles have moved the football down the field in less than a minute here. They now have the ball at the 19-yard line, rather. Second down, 16 yards to go at the 19. Kamler in the gun, puts a man in motion. Back to pass is Kamler, looking right. Now throws the ball out to the right. The pass is going to be complete. Running toward the corner, knocked out of bounds. The reception down here for BDS was Owen Beavers. Beavers with the catch. I'm not sure if he got the first down yardage. Let's see where they mark it.
Looks like he's going to come up short. Taft on the tackle there, and for BDS, just another pass out of the backfield into the flat, a big gain of about 10.
All right, it's going to bring up third down and 6 yards to go. The football at the 9-yard line. Third down and 6 at the 9. Quarterback is Kamler. He'll set in the shotgun. This time Kemp sets to his left as the running back. Calling his count. Kamler has it. He wants to throw. He sets back. Now rolls left. Now wants to run. Sets up. Dumps the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be complete and caught, but short of the goal line. The clock is down to 6-5. They're going to have to hurry to try and spike this football. Let's see if he gets it done. No, he wants to run the ball. They're going to stop him, and he'll be held out of the end zone as time expires. And wow, what a defensive stand for the Sacred Heart Irish. After all of that effort by BDS, they had the football down there, ground zero, and were not able to get it in as time expired. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are trailing BDS 18-12 is our score at the half. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with the Highland Community College Halftime Show right after this 2-minute break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.